Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where do you late meet deed? Archie the man just speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Tonight, Gene Tierney. Oh, gorgeous. Got a face that could launch 1,000 ships, Duffy. Yep, and a pair of legs that'll bring him right back home again. Gene Tierney, you seen her in the movies, Duffy. She's the one your wife once looked like long ago. From far away. Of course, the way your wife is built now, you could make 2 Gene Tierneys out of her and still have enough left over for 3 Sophie Tuckers and a Charles Lawton. Huh? Why is she coming down here? Maybe because a certain party here is not repugnant to her. You know the old saying, Duffy, the lodestone is always drawn to the maggot. Look, Duffy, the music is just starting. I'll call you back, huh? You know, there's a movie star coming down here tonight, and,
What movie star?
As far as I'm concerned, the only movie star, Eddie. The only one that I can truthfully say we was made for each other.
Laughing?
Eddie, you know who I mean. Gene Tierney. Lovely, beauteous, vivacious, cadaverous Gene Tierney. Ah, she's lovely, Eddie.
I can just hear him now.
Who?
Mr. and Mrs. Lovebug. Mr. Lovebug say, "Honey, what are we having for dinner tonight?" And Mrs. Lovebug, she say, "Archie." And he say, "What, again?" Mr. Archie, this Gene Tierney is a big movie star and society girl.
All right, rub it in. I ain't society.
And you ain't no movie star.
And I ain't handsome.
You ain't got no dough.
And I ain't got a lot of clothes.
You realize this can go on indefinitely.
Eddie, you forget that dames like Gene Tierney is fed up with them glamour guys. What they go for is simplicity.
You're simple enough.
So what? So I ain't got no dope, but I'm gonna be honest with her. I'll say to her, "Gene, here we are. You, a star. I, but a simple, rugged man of the people. I'm poor, yes, but not so poor that I'd be too proud to have you support me."
You know what could happen if you said that?
What?
You could be swung on by a star.
Eddie, don't argue. My mind is made up.
Well, okay, if you'd rather be a mule.
Look, Eddie, a little more respect, please.
We have to go back to that again?
Well, I suppose I can't force you to respect me. Either you do or you don't.
What do you mean?
Either you do respect me or you don't work here. Honest, sometimes
I get... Oh, Archie.
Oh. No,
Well, now, Finnegan.
Say, Arch, could you lend me the loan at $5?
Lend me the loan? What grammar? Finnegan, loan me the lend of $5. Besides, what do you need $5 for?
To take out an insurance policy. The agent is here.
Finnegan, you taking out insurance?
Well, Arch, the way the agent says. No man with my intelligence should be without protection.
Yeah, I agree with him. What kind of insurance are you taking out?
Accident.
Accident, huh?
It's a swell policy, Arch. Only $5 a year, you can walk in front of a truck without getting hit.
Finnegan. An accident policy means if you get in an accident, the company has to pay you.
They do?
Yeah.
Do what, suckers? Hey, Arch, don't tell the agent about it. He might refuse to sell me the policy.
Finnegan, I haven't got much more time.
Oh, Mr. Hancock. Arch, this is the agent I was telling you about. Archie, meet Sam Hancock.
Oh, how do you do? What company are you with, Mr. Hancock?
The Mutual, General Fire and Theft, Liability Mutual, Fidelity Mutual, Accident Company, Incorporated.
Well, it's a pleasure to know you.
It's mutual.
Thank you. Well, you see, Mr. Finnegan here is a friend of mine. I would like to know a little more about this policy.
Well, it's our newest type of accident policy. Complete all-over coverage and sub-coverage, reimbursement rider, premium waiver, with convertible features.
Well, so far it sounds very dapt.
Hi, Art. What's that convertible thing?
That's in case you get hit by a car with the top down.
I can see you're a man who really understands a lot about insurance.
Oh, no more than any other up-to-date intelligent guy. Now, tell me, this policy, is it an endowager policy or pari mutual? In other words, what happens if Finnegan is incapacitated by a fatal accident?
Well, if the fatality is caused by the insured getting struck by hailstones or meteors while he is walking in an incorporated village or township, my company assumes all costs of interment and funeral up to 10% of the cash surrender value of the policy. Provided, of course, that the insured can prove that death was unavoidable.
Well, that seems fair enough.
Yes, and another thing. We pay instantly. The motto of our company is, when rigor mortis sets in, so do we. Now, what about the money, Mr. Finnegan?
Oh, yeah, Archie. How about the $5?
The $5? Well, I don't know.
I have an idea. Until the $5 is repaid, why doesn't your friend Finnegan make you the beneficiary?
Yeah.
What's that, Archie?
Well, if I lend you the money and I'm your beneficiary, it means, that if you break a couple of legs or get mangled under a subway train, I don't get hurt. Okay, I'll give you the $5.
Good. Now, Mr. Finnegan, if you'll just step over here, we'll fill out the paper.
Okay.
Hello, Archie.
Hello, Miss Dubbin.
What's going on
here? Well, Finnegan's taking out insurance.
Oh, yeah? That's just what Pop and my mama was fighting about this morning.
They was fighting? Another fight, huh?
Uh-huh.
Your old lady swinging that baseball bat again?
Oh, no, it wasn't a serious fight. Just their fist.
What was the fight about?
Insurance. Mama feels Papa should take out more life insurance.
Why?
Well, Archie, even though she can't bear to think of it, she knows that Papa isn't getting any younger. And, well, if anything happened to Papa, what, she'd be too old to go to work. And what could she do?
Oh, Miss Duffy, nothing's going to happen to your father.
Well, Mama's more foresighted than you are. She knows the way she's been beating him lately. Believe me, the man I marry will carry plenty of insurance.
Well, do you think that the guy that marries you would be able to get insurance?
Why not?
Well, do you think he could pass the eye test?
Archie, that could be an insult.
If it ain't, I'll apologize.
Well, that's better.
Touché. Leave us not argue, huh? Anyhow, I'm in too good a mood tonight. You know, Gene Tinney is coming down.
Oh, here. Running after movie stars again, huh?
So what? You're always running after guys.
But you're such a snob, you only run after movie stars. At least I'm democratic. I'll run after anybody.
Look, Miss Duffy, I think who I run after is my own penegative.
Paddy Malick and his orchestra play the new dance hit, Dance for the Dolly.
Did Gene Tunney get here? I mean, Gene Tinney.
Calm down, Mr. Archer. Calm down.
Honest, I'm as nervous as a newborn bride. hey, wait a minute, Eddie. Here she comes now. Look at her, Eddie. Ain't she the most redundant thing you have ever seen? Well, good evening, Miss Tinney.
So this is Duffy's Tavern, huh?
Gene, it was Duffy's Tavern. But with you here, it has become the Bower of Beauty. The Temple of Punkritude.
Thank you. Are you Archie?
I was Archie. But now I am Romeo. Young Lockenbox. Casserole. So you're Gene Tinney, hmm?
Well, I was Gene Tinney.
And what are you now?
Sick to my stomach.
What do you mean?
Bower of Beauty, Romeo, Archie. Girl, don't fall for a corny line like that.
You know, hmm? Miss Tinney, you see this little red book here?
Yes.
See this list of names in it?
Yes.
Miss Tinney, this is not a milk route. However, if you don't like that line, you don't like it. We'll take a breather for a minute and try something else. By the way, would you care to partake of some refreshment?
Okay, I'll take a Coke.
A Coke, you know. Eddie. A bottle of our very best champagne from the cellar, that Pipesick 44.
Sorry, we're all out of champagne.
What? Who drunk it up?
I don't know. All I know is the last time I was down in the cellar, I saw three blind mice.
Eddie, please, leave us desist the wisecracks. Miss Tinney is thirsty. How about a bottle of that fine old Napoleon brandy?
Napoleon brandy? We got that?
That brown bottle on the top shelf.
Does that crazy brandy think it's Napoleon again?
Look, Eddie, please.
Archie, never mind. I'll just take a glass of good old-fashioned Aqua Pura.
Aqua Pura? We got any of that left, Eddie?
Yeah, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
There you are, Miss Tinney.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Eddie.
Well, what?
Miss Tinney ordered Aqua Pura. You're just going to leave her here with the chaser?
Miss Archie, Aqua Pura is water.
Oh, Oh, I guess I was thinking of Aqua Caliente.
You're getting in hotter water by the minute.
Hey, Archie.
Oh, Miss Duffy, Jean, shake hands with Miss Duffy, the fruit of Duffy's marriage.
How do you do?
Likewise, I'm sure. You know, Miss Tierney, a lot of people have told me that you and I look alike, but now I can see there's a difference. Our hair is different colors.
Miss Duffy. Your hair is different colors. Hers is natural.
Archie, you keep your stupid nose out of this. You, oh, men. Miss Tierney, wouldn't it be wonderful to do without men forever?
Honey, are you nuts?
We could get along without them. Men is only a habit, just like smoking.
Do you smoke?
No, I can't get cigarettes either.
Hello? Oh, just a minute. Miss Duffy, your girlfriend, Vera Fogarty.
Oh. Hello, Vera. Said, you know who's here? Jean Tierney. Standing right next to me. Huh? Well, pretty attractive, but I've seen B-E-T-T-E-R. What? Well, I'll tell you the rest of the date when I see you. Huh? Oh, yeah, I'd like to go to the movies. Say, what's playing at the Bijou? Double Indemnity? Oh, I don't feel like two pictures. What? Oh, well, okay, dear. I'll be there in a few minutes. Goodbye, dear. Well, Miss Tierney, I have to run along now.
Have fun, Miss Duffy.
Oh, I'm just going out with a girl. Who could have fun going out with a girl?
I could. Good night, Miss Duffy.
Good night.
Well, Jean, now that we're alone again, how about you and me taking a stroll in the park, huh?
Oh, Archie, don't be ridiculous.
Cherie. Why don't you give up this pretense of frigidity? Please. You know that you're in love with me.
I certainly am not.
A likely story. But I think I know what's bothering you. You think that I'm in love with Jean Tierney, the beautiful, wealthy, famous movie star. You're wrong. I'm in love with Jean Tierney, the girl. The beautiful, wealthy, famous girl.
Archie, do you ever hear ringing in your ears?
Yes, darling, and it's wedding bells.
Wedding bells? Can you afford to get married?
Why not? How much would it cost? $2 for a license, $10 for the minister, $3 for a wedding breakfast. I make that kind of dough in a week. So, what do you say? Shall we take a little stroll in the park?
I'll tell you what, Archie. If you want to take me out, I have an idea.
Name it, Jean. Just name it. I the potter, you the clay.
Okay, instead of the park, we'll go to the Stork Club.
The Stork Club? There are storks in the park, you know.
Archie, it's the Stork Club or nothing.
I'll be with you in a minute, Jean. Benz, it's up to you to help me out now. I gotta get the dough to take this teeny dame to the store club or I'm dead. Absolutely dead.
You're dead, huh? How much you need?
$50.
How you want it?
What do you mean?
Large or small funeral?
Stop kidding, Abby. Where am I going to get $50? I got.
How about trying Miss Duffy?
I can't. She went to the movies. She had to see that Double Indemnity. Hey, I just remembered. I'm Finnegan's beneficiary.
So?
Eddie, did you see Double Indemnity?
No.
Very interesting. All about two people who knock off a guy for his insurance. Funny I should just happen to think of a picture called Double Indemnity, eh?
Yeah. Funny I should just happen to think of a book called Finnegan's Wake.
Just a second, Eddie. Are you insinuating that I would homicide Finnegan? I'm just thinking in terms of some little thing, you know, some slight mishap. His arm, maybe, or a small conclusion of the brain. Which on Finnegan wouldn't even show. And the agent is still here. I could collect the dough right away.
To me, it sounds Alcatraz-y.
Look, don't forget the old purpose, Betty. Fair play near one fair lady. Now, let's see. What's a good kind of an accident? I read someplace that 60% of the accidents happen in a bathtub. Wonder if I could get Finnegan to take a bath. No, there must be an easier way. Wait a minute. I got it. Eddie, give me that bung starter.
Mm-hmm. Here you are.
Okay, thanks. Oh, Finnegan.
Oh, by the way, the accident insurance is all fixed up.
So is the accident.
Look, Finnegan, would you mind to help me hang that sign over there?
Which one?
That one, the one that says, love thy fellow man. You just hold it up there while I nail it in.
Okay.
Attaboy. Now hold your hand still. And hold your head still now. Attaboy.
Hey, Archie, if you keep hitting me on the head, you're never going to get that sign up.
Brother, this is going to be a tough nut to crack. Finnegan, would you mind doing me another favor?
What is it, Art?
I want you to go down to the cellar for me.
Sure, Art. Gee, you're nice today, Art.
What do you mean?
Usually you ignore me, but today you're so attentive.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Finnegan, now down in the cellar. Yeah. Here, you go ahead of me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now be careful you don't fall down the steps, Clifton.
Don't worry about it.
Good heavens. Finnegan has accidentally fell down the stairs.
Don't kid me. I know what you did.
What are you talking? I was just patting my pal on the back.
One does not pat one's pal with both hands and a foot.
Hey, Art, what is it you wanted me to get down here?
If you didn't already get it, you might as well come back up. Boy, this guy is immortal.
Hey, Arch, guess what? I fell down the steps.
You did? How horrible. But how come you can fall down a whole flight of stairs and not get hurt?
Clean living, Arch.
This guy is thick-skulled all over his body. wait a minute. Europa, I got it. Finnegan, have you tried the free lunch here lately?
Free lunch? Arch, nobody eats a free lunch here.
But, Finnegan, are you a nobody?
I'll try it. I'll try it. Oh, dude, this is very tasty, Art.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep eating it. Try that laminated herring.
Oh, boy.
I think we finally got him, Eddie. Mr. Hancock. Mr. Hancock.
Yes?
Finnegan here, he's been accidentally food poisoned.
By George, he does look pale.
Well, I'm the beneficiary. I tell you what, I'll settle for $50. Quick.
Okay, but first I'll have to make out a report. Now, where did the food come from?
The free lunch.
Did the insured eat the free lunch here of his own free will and volition?
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
What's the matter?
We do not pay off on attempted suicide. Better luck next time. Good night, sir.
But wait a minute, Mr. Hancock.
Arch, it's getting late. Are we or are we not going to the store?
Well, you see, I just ran out of a little money.
Oh,
what a rat I am. Look what I done to Finnegan and for nothing.
What's wrong?
Gene, I gotta clean me breast out of this. I ain't worthy to kiss the hem of your shoe. You know what I done? In cold blood, I tried to massacre me best friend. I suppose now you'll never marry me, hmm?
Right.
I thought so. I should never have done it.
Archie, it wasn't what you done. It's on account of what I done 3 years ago.
You too, huh? What did you do?
I got married. Good night, Archie.
Oh. Oh, boy. It's lucky I found out in time. In addition to a murderer, I would have been a bigamy.
Hey, Arch, you got any more of that free lunch?
Finnegan, I thought the free lunch made you sick.
No, Arch, I liked it.
Well, what was you groaning about?
I was groaning about the swell chance I missed.
What do you mean?
Well, when I fell down them steps, if I would have hurt myself, I bet you we could have collected 50 bucks.
Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet eat. Archie DeMange speaking. Yeah, Duffy, that's right. Next week, Risa Stevens from the opera. Risa. R-I-S-E. Yeah, like their son, Risa's. Okay.
Forces Radio Service.